This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly. With me to look ahead to the opening weekend of the new top flight season in France is Liga and betting expert Steve Wiss. Steve, great to have you on. We're ready to go for the new season.
Rob, how are you doing? It's great to be here again. James, I think it's going to be a great season, us three here.
Yeah, very much. Great to be here. And we've got a fantastic weekend of games coming up and it should be a great season overall, I think.
Yeah, fine debut from James Easton in our season preview means that the French football writer featured in 442 and former scout stays. He keeps his place in the podcast. So we do have a new format for people who were watching Steve and I at the back end of the season. Yes, there are 10 games across the match day, but we're not going to talk about all of them. We're going to ask Steve and James for their best picks. And if you want to follow the guys, the best way to do so is on social media at Because We Win. We'll see the guys posting videos and their thoughts on that account as well. So, James, the new signing, how about you go first? What strong pick would you like to talk about first?
Yeah, my first one, Rob, today is on the Friday night match, which is Ajaccio versus Lyon. Ajaccio new to this division, promoted from League Two. My pick on this game is on Alexandre Lacazette to score. Now, Lacazette going back to Lyon this summer is one of the big summer transfers in League One. I know it sounds a bit weird to talk about being in form when you're going into the first weekend of the season, but Lacazette has actually done very well in pre-season. And that's why I've picked him to score any time this weekend. He's played four matches for Lyon in pre-season. I made it about 280 minutes on the pitch and he's got three goals. So he's in form. One of those goals was against Inter in a big pre-season friendly for Lyon last weekend. And he's been named captain as well. So he's got a very big role to play at Lyon this season. He's moved ahead of Moussa Dembélé as the number one striker in the squad, which might surprise people because Dembélé actually did very well last season. So big signing. And crucially for this weekend and for this tip, he is in form. And I just think against an Ajaccio side, which is newly promoted, which is away from home against Lyon, it's going to be about 50,000 fans, we think. It's a great opportunity for Lacazette to score. And as I say, he has shown in pre-season that he could hit the ground running.
I have to say, I very nearly took the Lyon handicap here, minus 1.25 or minus 1.5. But Ajaccio are going to park as many double-decker buses as they can. They're the sort of side who could probably lose by one goal and frustrate you on the handicap here, like 1-0 or 2-1. Or something like that. So for me, yeah, Lyon really should be winning the game. And if they're going to score a goal, it looks like Lacazette's the man, to be fair, right now. So I think that's a fairly good selection, James.
Okay, so what price is that again, James?
So Lacazette to score anytime. This is not first goal, it's anytime. Is minus 118.
Yeah, it seems to have got over that wasp attack. He was attacked by a load of wasps during training in preseason and had to miss a preseason friendly against Feyenoord. I was going to do some pun about a sting in the tail, but I can't actually gather my thoughts to pull something out of the bag. Right, Steve, you go next. What do you want to talk about?
I'm going to go to the Lille-Auxerre game, and yep. I actually fancy Lille to start the season with a win here at minus 125. And it was interesting. We didn't, in the pre-season podcast, which you can always watch or listen to, of course, here on BetRivers, neither of us actually thought Auxerre would go down. But I think it's fair to say they are a massive contender to be relegated. And they have suffered a major blow in the build-up to this game. A defender, Theo Pellenaar, is ruled out for pretty much the whole season with an ACL injury. Now, you may say, oh, Theo Pellenaar, who's he? Well, for Auxerre, he's a key man, a massive part of their team, probably their best defender last season. I do worry about their defence at the moment, Auxerre. It just doesn't look good enough for Ligue 1 at this point in time. And we know that Lille have got a new manager, Paulo Fonseca. He said they're going to be more attack-minded this year. He wants them to be positive on the front foot. And they've got a lot of weapons going forward. They've got the new signing, Mohamed Bayo from Clermont. They've got Jonathan David, Bamba. Remy Cabella. He might be injured actually this round, but they've got plenty of attacking weapons. They look a little bit lightweight at the back themselves. They've lost the likes of Sven Botman,
yeah,
and Zeki Celik, but they should have too much for an Auxerre side who their manager, Jean-Marc Furlan, I do rate him as a manager, but historically he's just got teams promoted from Ligue 2. He's never really done well at Ligue 1 level. So I just think Lille with a new manager, and they've not had the worst of off seasons despite a few departures. They should get a win against a newly promoted side at home. So -125 for me on Le Dog.
Yeah, just to pick up on what Steve said there about Furlan, the Auxerre manager. I don't think there's been a manager in French football in maybe any time who has been so brilliant in Ligue 2 and had no record at all in Ligue 1. I think he's won promotion now 5 times into Ligue 1, but he has no track record at all. And one of the things that's always been typical of his teams is just how open they are. He loves lots of technically gifted midfielders. He's probably going to play with just one holding player in front of the back four. And looking at pre-season, he doesn't seem to want to change that, which is obviously a gamble in League One. It can get you so far in League Two. But yeah, he's a very interesting guy. But we could see Auxerre involved in some very open games this season because it's just the way the manager likes them to play.
Super insight, chaps. Okay, that's Steve's first pick. James, where do you want to go next?
Yeah, well, I'm next going to the big team in the division, PSG. My next pick is on PSG to win at Clermont this weekend. It's not just to win. They're obviously a very short price to do that. It's on the Asian handicap. It's PSG with a -1.75 goal start, which is available at -103. Really, this is a follow-on from the Champions Trophy performance last weekend and a very good pre-season. PSG won the Champions Trophy 4-0 last weekend against Nantes. Very professional performance. And crucially, you could make a case, I think, for that being Lionel Messi's best ever performance in a PSG shirt. He was excellent last weekend. Scored a great goal, looked sharper, looked hungrier than he did at times last season. He could be a much better asset for PSG this season. And really going back beyond the Champions Trophy, it's been a very good pre-season. We've had a change of manager at PSG with Christophe Galtier coming in. The mood in the camp looks pretty good. The new tactics at PSG, they're using a back three, also look pretty good. And crucially, we have Kylian Mbappe back this weekend. He missed the Champions Trophy through suspension. He will not have liked watching PSG score 4 times while he was not involved, because that's just the way he works. So I think with him back as well, and everything looking good for them, I think PSG have got a good chance of winning by a couple of goals. And you only need them to win by, I say only, you need them to win by 2 goals this weekend to make a profit. And just on Clermont, they finished 17th last season, which in a way was a fantastic achievement because it was their first ever season in League One. They finished 17th this season. They're going down because we have 4 teams relegated and they actually look a weaker side. They've lost, as Steve has said, their best striker, Mohamed Bayo, to Lille, and they've lost a couple of other players. So going to be a tough second season, I think, in this division. And it's going to be a very tough first game, I think, against a PSG side who at the moment look like they're going to start the season very strongly.
Yeah, I thought about taking over 2.5 PSG goals in this game, but the 2-0 scoreline is potentially in play, which would cover your bet there, James. I mean, what can I say about this Clermont side? They've got a great manager, actually, in Pascal Gastien, who he will get the absolute most out of these guys. But let's be honest, on paper, it's a Ligue 2 squad. It's as simple as that. And we can't beat about the bushes. If he keeps them up, I think it'd be a magnificent achievement. But they've had a fairly good pre-season. They've actually kept a few clean sheets. Not that pre-season really matters too much, but I do really worry where their goals are going to come from. And they lost, I think, 6-1 and 4-0 to PSG last year. So it should be realistically a comfortable victory for PSG.
Rumours as well, it looks like there's midfield in and out at Paris Saint-Germain. Wijnaldum appears to be on his way to Roma, doesn't he, at the time of recording. And Renato Sanchez into the football club. Okay, Steve, to your next bet, please. Where are we going?
We're going to Roazhon Park on Sunday. Rennes against Lorient, a Breton derby here. Not too far for Lorient to travel. It's usually quite a spicy fixture, this one. There's a history of plenty of cards, so that's something you could look at. But I like Rennes on a -1.25 Asian handicap, and the price on this is -148. So it's not the biggest odds in the world, but I do think on this line, I think at very worst, Ren win the game, which would mean a half loss on this bet. But really, they should be winning by two or three, I think. I was actually looking at a Lorient forum just this morning, and they were saying if we do better than losing 5-0 that we did last year, then it's a result for us. Ren are just a very strong team. It's as simple as that. They've got quality all over the park. Slight doubts in defence. They've actually signed Joe Rodon this week on loan from Spurs.
Yeah.
Don't think he's going to start this game, but they've also signed a lad from Bologna, 17 million, Arthur Thiet, who's a Belgian international, and he actually scored on debut against Villa in a friendly match. But they've just got too much strength, I think, for me, Rob. Jeremy Doku is a doubt for this game. Surprise, surprise. He's always injured there, but they've got plenty of other options. Martat Terrier, Gaetan Laborde should absolutely fill their boots against a Lorient side who I don't like the change of manager. They brought in Regis Lebris from Internal. I think he's lacks perhaps a bit of experience at this level. I do like they've got a young goalkeeper they've signed. Sorry, not a young goalkeeper, a decent goalkeeper, Jan Mvogo from Leipzig, who supposedly is quite a strong upgrade. I don't know an awful lot about him, but he's made
I saw a bit of him in... I have, because I cover German football as well, Steve, and he was second fiddle to Petr Gulácsi. He wasn't going to get a number one, and he went to PSV on loan to play under Roger Schmidt, and he had a few stinkers there. Major howlers in him, and he did very early in that loan move because they were very excited. That felt like they'd fix their goalkeeper problem at least. I can't remember if it was a 1-year loan or a 2-year loan, but they thought they'd fix that problem, and he had some huge. Huge clangers. But that was, you know, I'm saying that was a year ago, 2 years ago, and he barely played any football prior to that. So maybe that was why he was a bit rusty.
There's a correlation here because Lorient think they've solved their goalkeeping problem, which was a massive issue last year. So let's hope he has a stinker this weekend. I don't think Lorient are going to get close. They might score a goal, but I think Ren are capable of certainly scoring three themselves or four to cover this -1.25 Asian handicap. 2-0, of course, that would be a nice win for this bet as well.
Yeah, Joe Rodon, I wanted to quickly mention him. He has not featured at all for Spurs. That's a lie. He came on for a few minutes in pre-season for Spurs, but has barely played otherwise. I think he was ill and then he was never really around the team. So I'd agree, Steve. I think it's unlikely that he'll come in for a start. I'd be very surprised if he came in for a start for Ren in that game. Okay, I think we've got a couple of strong picks left, and we might just get a bit of lean fun at the end. I think you both want to talk about the same game. So we talk in Marseille next, James.
Yeah, Marseille versus Reims is the big Sunday night game in France. I've got a pick on it. I know Steve has as well. My pick on this game is under 2.5 goals, which is available at -105. My thinking here really is that if you look at the squad that Marseille are going into the season with, I don't think there are very many goals in it. There are four strikers, or players considered strikers, by the new manager Igor Tudor, and they didn't score many goals last season. You've got Dimitri Payet, who will probably play as one of two up front. You've got 12 goals. Then you've got Milik, who got 7 goals. Cedric Bakambu only got 4 goals. And the fourth striker is Luis Suarez. Now, it's not that Luis Suarez. It's another Luis Suarez. He's come in from Granada, and he's not a prolific goal scorer either. So I don't see many goals in this Marseille side, and they've shown very little in pre-season to suggest that they're going to score many. So they're going into this season, for me, under a little bit of pressure. And again, although this is the first home game of the real season, they were actually involved in a very high-profile home friendly last weekend against AC Milan, which got typical Marseille, got more than 60,000 supporters there. And they lost 2-0, and it could have been more than 2-0. So they're going into this game under a little bit of pressure. And those same players who ran out for Marseille this weekend, well, they ran out there last weekend, were really poor. So I've got a few question marks about their confidence as well. I know Steve's not particularly hot on Marseille in general this season because they've had this change of manager. There's an awful lot of work still to be done to get things smoothly sorted out on and off the pitch at Marseille. So I think it will be a tough game for them on Sunday. And Reims are one of those teams who defensively can be very, very solid. They'd be happy with a draw here. So I expect them to take a safety first approach. And I think given how these two teams are likely to set up and the state of Marseille at the moment, under 2.5 looks a pretty good bet. And just finally, on the head-to-head stats, we've had 16 games between these two teams in the last decade. 11 of them have had under 2.5 goals. So we do have a bit of history on this bet as well.
Yeah, I've got a big problem with Marseille here and the manager, Igor Tudor. I'm definitely going to place a bet on him first to be sacked if I can find a market, because I don't think he's going to last a couple of months here. There's already rumours this week of massive unrest internally. He's having a players' meeting. I think that was yesterday. We don't know the outcome of that. He's already upset several players. And
that's just a good start. Great start.
There's not even been a proper match yet. There's trouble at Mill at Marseille. And they're always under pressure at home. Like last season, they only had the 9th best home record. The fans are great, but when things are not good, they're awful. The pressure that they're under. But let's just focus on Stade de Reims a little bit here. And my pick for this game is actually going to be Rams plus one Asian handicap. So if they lose by exactly one goal, we'll get a refund. But they only lost 3 matches last season by more than one goal, which is an incredible record. And 2 of those were against PSG. You know exactly what you're going to get with Stade de Reims. They are going to be very much safety first, like James said. They've got a solid defence. They've got a strong tactical setup. And it's a bit of a shame that they have lost Hugo Etiquette, but they've signed an interesting Japanese player, Junya Ito from Genk, $9 million just last week. And he might be a threat for them going forward. They've always got a bit of pace in on the counter-attack. So I could even see them like nicking a goal somewhere. I could even see Rams winning this match like 1-0. But no goal scorer, it could be worth looking at as well. I think it's going to be a tight, cagey tussle where the fans get frustrated and Rams are just going to come here. And I think a draw is a likely outcome. So I think plus one on them is, for me, a very solid pick.
Sorry, James.
Just going to say, going into this game as a Marseille fan or as a Marseille player, you're almost nervous for them because pre-season's gone badly. And you just know the 60,000 who will be there on Sunday night. There's going to be tension almost from the first whistle. It's very difficult to overcome that at Marseille sometimes. So, yeah, it looks like it will be a tough evening for them. And I think there are several ways you can play it on the markets. But opposing them in some way does seem to make sense.
What about your boy Milik there, Steve? You got the shirt behind. Do you not think, I mean, they've signed these new wingbacks. I mean, you guys on the show the other day were talking up Jonathan Klaus as a player who can get a load of assists. Nuno Tavares online from Arsenal, the other side. Is that not a route to goals for Marseille this season, do you think?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you know, Steve, I know, has his doubts about Marseille. I backed them actually to do well over the season. I think those wingbacks, they're going to work really well for Igor Tudor if he lasts in the job. You know, he really wanted to maraud in players there. There's not a lot of creativity in the middle of the pitch, which could be an issue. Possibly it will work better for the strikers to have good width, natural players in those wing-back positions. They did struggle to find the right fit sometimes last year. But, I just have concerns about how many goals these guys up front are going to score, because there's not really a prolific finisher among them. It is a concern.
He's trying this 3-4-1-2 system, so he's going to get the crosses in. But the squad isn't that bad, actually, I think.
I'm looking at it now. It doesn't look that bad. On paper, it doesn't look bad.
Yeah. It's just the rest of it with Marseille. There's always some politics. There's always some pressure. The manager situation, will he last? But I agree with James. Over the whole season, you've got to think they'll do all right. It's just right now, it doesn't seem like a great phase for them.
Yeah, Bielsa left on the edge on the eve of a new season, didn't he, in 15-16? There's not going to be that kind of business, surely.
Don't rule it out. I'm telling you, Friday night, you never know. I don't think so, but funny things are happening in football.
Okay, some great games this weekend. Is there anything else you guys want to touch upon? Any other lean business, or are you happy? It's up to you, James, Steve. Anything else caught your eye?
You know what? I will talk about the Toulouse-Nice game, because I nearly thought about taking Toulouse draw no bet. It's a massive game for them. Back in Liga after 3 seasons, it's going to be a rocking full house. And I tell you what, they played really good football last season in Liga. They've got some interesting players who... and I think this is a real banana skin start for Nice, but Nice do have a good squad and they've got quality, which might make the difference. So it's the first round of the season. I think you've got to be sensible with betting. You can't go overboard.
Well, I think that's been, but your picks have illustrated that, haven't they? The pair of you, quite relatively conservative picks, would you say?
Certainly. I mean, that game that Steve's picked up on, that I think is a really interesting game, because Toulouse are promoted. They are a very exciting addition, I think, to League One this season. Mm-hmm. They've come up with a record number of goals scored. last year. And over the last couple of years, they've totally transformed the way they sort of do things at Toulouse. The president there is Damien Camoli, who people in English football might remember from his time at Liverpool and Tottenham and even Arsenal going back further. A very ambitious club, well-funded, played exciting football, scored a lot of goals last year. They've got an interesting way of recruiting players based on data, which is probably not as commonplace in France yet as in other places, and it's worked. So, they're an interesting team. And it's that thing about promotion, you know, it can give you a boost because you do have momentum from last season. So that's going to be a very tricky game, I think, for Nice this weekend. It, like Steve, you know, I wanted to hold off with some of the picks this week because it's the first weekend. But were we a little bit deeper into the season, it's one of those matches which you probably would have had a stronger look at, I think.
Definitely. I think Toulouse, it did them good to go down. They could reset a bit. And that was a much better feeling around the club. They only used to get like 15,000 apart from the big games. Now they're looking at getting full houses for matches against Nice. So I think it's a really exciting one. But yeah, first week of the season, we've got to be sensible. You know, in betting, don't push the boat out too far early doors, in my opinion.
Okay, let's see if Lucien Favre can avoid a banana skin on his return into the Nice dugout in Liga. Okay, gents, that's all we have time for. Let's get your strongest picks of the week as a quick reminder for people who've been watching.
Yeah, my strongest pick of the week is PSG, minus 1.75 Asian handicap. That's away at Clermont, and that's available at minus 103.
Yeah, I think my strongest pick has to be Rennes against Lorient. Rennes minus 1.25, Asian handicap, minus 148. I think they can comfortably win that match.
Steve James, great work as always. Thank you very much for your company. And that's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Ligue 1 show, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Of course, markets for all 10 games in the French top flight this weekend. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Because We Win on Twitter. All prices available at the Bet Rivers website. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Ligue 1 on the Bet Rivers Network.